Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Luke 5, Luke 5 and 12, it came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Well, wonder how many Christians are praying this tonight. Huh? How many people, good people, that love God, people that are saved, at their home, at the hospital, numerous places, in distress, in pain, facing a terminal disease or an incurable situation or just a chronic thing, hadn't been able to shake. How many do you think are praying the same prayer? Lord, I know you can heal me. I know nothing's impossible with you. I know you can, if it's your will, if you would, if it's your will. There's a whole lot more people praying this than praying like we pray. We are not the majority in this. Well, why do people pray that way? They're asking the same question this man asked. Did the Lord answer his question? And we know that this is no coincidence that this is in the Bible. The Bible said if everything Jesus said and did was recorded, not even the world itself could contain the books that should be written. So what we do have was hand-picked by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right? And recorded and preserved. Why? Because it is the unchanging Word of God and will of God for all people, for every generation. Amen. Can we say this Bible is God talking to us? Yes. Can we take it personally?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then he answered the question. When the man said, Lord, I know you could heal me. I know you could. If you would, if it's your will. What did Jesus say? Jesus, verse 13, he put forth his hand and he touched him and he said, I will. Now let's just stop right there. Stop right there. I will. Who said it?
Jesus.
In connection with what?
Healing.
Person asking about being healed. Physically being healed. Leprosy. I will. Oh, midst the barbed wire entanglement of the confusion of men's minds and twisted theology and philosophy and on and on and on, this reigns supreme. This stands on top of the mountain of confusion in brilliant light, forever settled in heaven, that cannot change, that never will. Jesus said, I will. I will. Well, that's good enough for me. I said, that's good enough for me. I'm just simple enough to say, there it is. I takes it from me. Makes me happy. Huh? There it is. He said, I will. He reached out and touched him. I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy departed from him. Did this man already believe it was God's ability for him to be healed? He already believed that. And he's still sick. Did you see that? He's fully convinced, fully persuaded that the Lord can heal him. And he is not healed. It takes more than believing God can do it. People perish believing God can do it. It takes more than believing he can. What else must you believe? You must believe it is his will. And you can't be ambiguous about it. And that's why there's so much trouble with so many Christians that are wavering. They're wondering, well, you just never know. what God's going to do. Sometimes it's His will, and sometimes we don't know why, but He must have His reasons, and it's just not always. Well, if you had to know His will before you could be in faith, that would be a reason. If you had to have faith, and you had to know His will before you could be in faith, wouldn't that explain why a lot of people don't receive? And it's true. So thank God it is written. It is written. God's holy word. Jesus said, I will. The Living Bible said, sir, if you only will, you can clear me of every trace of my disease. Jesus reached out and touched the man and said, of course I will. Be healed. And the leprosy left him instantly. Well, if it's really truth, then you'll find it more than one place in the Bible. The scripture said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we have Jesus' own word for it, that He said, I will, when somebody asked Him if it was His will for them to be healed or not. But we have begun on a course to give you at least 30 yes. biblical reasons why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed. And if I took time and reviewed all of them, then we wouldn't have time to do anything else tonight. You understand? But how many know if you keep seeing something, verse after verse, truth after truth, principle after principle, after a while, you ought to get satisfied that this is the will of God. And that's what we're doing. We've looked at 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, and 9, and 10. Well, some people want to know what they are. I'll just read them to you real quickly. Number 1, God's word is medicine. Number 2, a strong spirit will sustain you. Number 3, God's original creation. Number 4, God's will in heaven. Number 5, the origin of sickness and disease. Number 6, sickness is a work of the devil. Not my words, Bible words. Number 7, we have a covenant of healing. Number 8, the eternal names of God. How many believe He still is? Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord who heals you. Number 9, sickness is a curse. Number 10, the types of redemption. And number 11, and we got happy about this last week, healing is part of redemption. By His stripes, we were and are healed. Oh, glory to God. Did that do anything for you last week? I tell you, I'm still stirred up over it. Mm-mm-mm. Can we go on from there, you think? Does God have more for us? Go back to scripture we looked at, 2 Corinthians 1. And let's go on to reason number 12 tonight. Reason number 12. We're turning to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. 2 Corinthians 1. We saw this in talking about redemption. And we saw this in types of redemption. And it continues in this reason. 2 Corinthians 1:20. 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. How many of the promises of God? All of them. That God is able to say yes to people, and that they are fulfilled. They're all fulfilled in Jesus. Right? Read the rest of that passage. You see Him that they're referring to is Jesus. Jesus. And we said this. Don't let this just rush past your mind now. Don't assume that you know it and everybody knows this. This is a biggie right here. I'm saying to you from the scripture that I believe you will see without question from the word of God that there is no blessing available to mankind except through Jesus. That every person that was ever blessed or helped or delivered or healed or benefited or protected in the Old Testament was based on what Jesus was going to do. that every sacrifice, every lamb, every goat, every bull, every sheep pointed to the spotless lamb. And Hebrews tells us that all those offerings could not take away sin. All they did was cover it for that time and was pointing towards something that would take it away. And that now everybody that is helped and delivered and protected and prospered and benefited of God is all because of what Jesus has already done. Amen. That there is no blessing, no benefit at all, not even one, available to mankind except through Jesus. Now, if that is true, then if anybody has ever been healed, it was based on what Jesus has done. Some people try to say, God can do anything. And if he sees fit to do it for you, then he'll do it for you. But it's not necessarily part of what Jesus bought and paid for. I cannot accept that. Basically, what they're saying then is it wasn't necessary for Jesus to go to the cross and do those things. Because if God could do one thing apart from the work of redemption, why couldn't he do something else? And when Jesus prayed and sweat drops of blood and said, Father, if there is any other way, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. Don't you know if there was? He would have told him. He would have allowed it. There was no other way. There is no other way. Then there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. People call us narrow, politically incorrect. You mean you don't acknowledge these other religions as just other ways that people are getting to God? I can't be a Christian and believe that. By very nature of what a Christian is. A real Christian has to believe the Bible. And the Bible says there is no other way. There is no other way. No other way. No other name. No other salvation. Salvation in no other. We all are narrow and saved. The way to salvation is straight and narrow. There is a broad way and there's a lot of folk that go in it. And the way end of it is destruction, the Bible says. There's a lot of people patting themselves on the back, and we're okay, and I'm okay, and you're okay, and you can believe in this, and you can pray to a rock, and you can do this, and you can believe in that, and you can believe in... We're all headed for the same place. No, we're not. No, I'm sorry. I know people want to believe that, but it is not true if you believe the Bible.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled First Fruits of the Resurrection, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002I. That's R2002I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.